This is a podcast from WOR.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and I want to welcome you to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon is Sam Forbes.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Sam is a clinical nutritionist and manager of our downtown store, helping me out today while Arnie is off on vacation for a little while. And I'm back. Arnie's, when I'm here, Arnie's gone. When Garnie's here, I'm gone. Okay. That's what's nice thing about having a partner. The topic for today should be of interest to everyone listening, men and women, young and old. We're going to talk about heart disease and two conditions that are growing at frightening rates, diabetes and obesity. And, as you might guess, we're going to talk about steps you can take to reduce your risk of coming down with these conditions.
That's right, Don. And to lead us in this discussion is a repeat guest, Jim LaValle. And Jim is a nationally recognized clinical pharmacist. He's an author, board-certified clinical nutritionist, a naturopathic physician, and the founder of LaValle Metabolic Institute, an interdisciplinary clinic in Cincinnati. Jim is with us today through the courtesy of Wakanuga, who are the makers of Kyolic aged garlic products. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Jim.
Hello. How you doing today?
Good. Jim, I see that from our notes that the title you chose for our discussion this afternoon was Emerging Cardiometabolic Trends and the Record Levels of Diabetes and Obesity in This Country and Around the World. And I like the phrase cardiometabolic trends, and I suspect it is very descriptive of the overall problem that you'd want to cover this afternoon. So why don't you start off by explaining what you mean by cardiometabolic trends?
Sure. I mean, you know, and it's interesting. The American Heart Association came up with this term, cardiometabolic risk, and because there's this realization that for most people, heart disease is not just a matter of, you know, regulating your cholesterol, that there are multiple factors that feed into creating a risk for you to develop heart disease. So, and what that risk is associated with is how your metabolism is functioning. And a lot of times when people hear the word metabolism, they think of, oh, well, I'm burning calories just fine. Or, okay, yeah, I have a slow metabolism or fast metabolism. What I want people to think about today is think of your metabolism as the sum total of every biochemical reaction going on in your body that is leading your chemistry and who you are today to who your health is going to be and who, you know, where you're going to express the way you feel, the vitality you have, and what conditions you get, and, you know, as this chemistry gets out of balance. And it gets out of balance due to a lot of different reasons, and a lot of these reasons are directly linked to heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and autoimmunity. And so that's, you know, in a nutshell, that's cardiometabolic risk trends. What are all the things that affect the metabolism that affect your risk for developing heart disease, which is still our number one killer? And remember, once women hit menopause, more women die due to heart disease than men. So this is a show that women and men both need to listen to.
Okay, Jim, now this is Don. Obviously, then, what you're going to be emphasizing is the role of a couple of major factors that affect metabolism, and that's diabetes and obesity. What's the reason behind this growth of diabetes and obesity as a major problem in this country?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you know, it would be very easy for all of us to say that it's all diet. But the problem is that, you know, people were eating Wonder Bread and apple pie in the 1940s and 50s, and we didn't have this epidemic issue with diabetes. Really, what I think is contributing, obviously, diet and exercise, we're a culture that is definitely, you know, we're eating too many calories, the kind of calories we eat, the chemicals that are in our food. Let's put all those into one category. Okay, we all get it. Now, the other big contributors that are not as well known would be things like environmental pollutants. There's very, very good evidence that's been published in you know, journals and like Diabetes Care that say that the people with the highest quartile of, say, pesticides in their bodies when they got assessed were 38 times at risk for developing diabetes over people that had lower exposures and lower tissue levels of organic pollutants in their body. So environmental pollutants, I want to put a big check mark on and say I think that's one of the reasons. I think that stress and ongoing stress and the fact that as a society, there people are sleeping less. And when you sleep less, you disturb thyroid hormone and you disturb your glucose. And that's certainly an issue. And then we have medications that people are put on early on that we are now tying to diabetes, meaning that if I get leaky gut because I've been on a lot of antibiotics or steroids and my gut now becomes, you know, inflamed and disturbed, there in the literature now, endocrinology and metabolism, back in September, wrote an interesting paper that really went through how do people develop type 1 diabetes because the immune system is getting so compromised in the gut. So gut, stress, environmental burden, in addition to things like diet, exercise, and lifestyle, all are creating this issue.
Well, I think it's a very good point that you make. You know, we hear the argument all the time from people when discussing should they or should they not be taking supplements. Oh, you know, I eat a good diet, this and that. But you know, what we used to think of as a good diet may not hold water anymore, given the fact, as you point out, that our whole environment is different. I sometimes joke, you can't, you know, when you walk down the streets in Manhattan, you're probably inhaling more pollutants than you used to get 50 years ago, regardless of what you did.
Well,
so
exactly.
So I think, you know, the fact that you really can't rely upon the MDRs anymore. So I guess that leads to the question then. Well, what can we do? You mentioned exercise, of course, but what can we do from a diet standpoint, from a supplement standpoint, from a lifestyle modification standpoint to help to counteract these problems and maybe reduce the climbing incidence of diabetes and obesity?
Well, you know, this is a big question, and I think we can get really some simple, direct things. For example, massive epidemiologic studies have been done showing both in teen populations and adult populations, people with low magnesium status have a direct correlated risk to developing diabetes and metabolic syndrome. Where do you get magnesium? By eating vegetables and fruits. How many people eat 9 servings of vegetables and fruit a day? Not many. I mean, I've been in a lot of environments where I've asked that question. People that come to my seminars where I'm teaching physicians and other healthcare professionals about nutrition, and they're active in the work of it, and they can't raise their hand on that 9. And so the point being is that there's general micronutrients that are associated with reducing your risk. You have to think about fish oils. You have to think about, I think, by far, magnesium is probably still the most under-respected, under-talked about mineral that in healthcare, all healthcare. You know, we just don't talk about it enough. And it's directly correlated to the development of diabetes and metabolic syndrome, which, of course, metabolic syndrome, one of the components of it, is becoming obese. And so there's the need for changing the way we view our food and no longer feeling like we're being deprived, but starting to say, you know what, when I get to eat 9 servings of vegetables and fruits a day, I may need to learn how to make them interesting. I may need to learn how to serve them to my family, but it's an opportunity for me to embrace my health. And it takes that shift of, it's no longer a treat if you get that big double chocolate cake layered piece, of dessert at the favorite restaurant. That's like, if you choose to eat that, just realize it's not the healthiest thing for you. And then what are you going to do on a daily basis? And I think there's some, there's great evidence as it relates to lower, like a modified low carbohydrate. So it's a low glycemic load, modified lower carbohydrate diet being probably the best diet for most people to be engaged in. And that's not as the low carb diets are, meaning, the Atkins S type diets, because a lot of people can't sustain those because they need some carbs because, they crave that they don't do it.
Would you include fiber?
Well, fiber is incredibly important. So what we encourage people to do is we like them to use flaxseed meal. If they don't want to use flaxseed meal, use chia seeds. If you don't want to use flaxseed meal or chia seeds, hey, just drink the stinking psyllium you're used to doing already. But you have to get fiber in their diet. We really, what we do, at least, systemically, both from the standpoint of what we taught to, for example, Lifetime Fitness, which was, a million members and 2,000 trainers, we developed all their nutrition program was think about trying to get people off gluten and dairy to start if they're diabetic and they're overweight, because there's a known association of people developing antibodies to dairy in diabetics. And so, that's been published. So you do that, you get the gluten down, you get their grains down, and you get them between 60 and 100 grams of carbs a day. And that's what's in the literature. So,
okay, well, I want to back you up a little bit, and then we'll move into supplements more directly. But I appreciated your comment on magnesium.
Right.
We talk about magnesium all the time, and I think for those of you out there listening, this ties into what we always tell you about your calcium supplements. Doctors tell you go take a calcium supplement, and you go and you buy just plain old calcium. And here's one more reason why that's right. A mistake. You need to have your vitamin D, of course, with the calcium, and for several reasons, including that that Jim just pointed out, you need to have magnesium with the calcium. So if you follow our advice over these years, when you're supplementing with the basics to prevent the bone loss and osteoporosis, and you're thinking of a calcium supplement, don't just think calcium. Think calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. All right. Typically the magnesium will be there in a ratio of 1 to 2, one part of magnesium to 2 parts of calcium, along with your vitamin D. And not only, obviously, if you were listening to what Jim said, will it help you with your bone status, it'll also help to prevent things like diabetes and many other problems. Magnesium is essential for heart function, all kinds of things. So, number one, I want to support what Jim said by pointing that out about the magnesium, and then also the other thing I think that he, where Jim hit the nail right on the head was talking about these idealistic, if you want to call it that, goals about how many servings of fruits and vegetables. Kyolic and many other companies have green food concentrates, red food concentrates. Jim's absolutely right. Very few of us are able to to reach the goal of 9 servings of these things, okay? And that's where you can turn to a supplement like the Kyo Greens, Kyo Red, and many of the other products we talk about all the time. Use it as a supplement to get the extra amounts of those fruits and vegetables. Okay, having said that, Jim, I'm going to ask you to hold on for a second before we continue, because it's time for us to take a little break. Let me give you folks the phone number. We're going to be talking to Jim a little bit longer. Jim won't be around for the full 2 hours, but he will be around long enough to answer some of your questions a little bit later. So if you want to start queuing up with your questions, the phone number is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about heart disease, diabetes, obesity, garlic, we're going to get into garlic, of course, please feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, this is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And we're here with Jim LaValle, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So, keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative to overall health and well-being. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking probiotics, the friendly bacteria that fight off the bad bugs that can cause digestive problems and break down your immune system. Dr. O'Hara's exclusive probiotic formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula that provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 20 years of scientific research and centuries-old wisdom, daily use of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will revolutionize your family health care strategy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com.
You should know by now that Wilner Chemist is the place to go for nutritional supplements and trustworthy guidance on how to use them. Wilner Chemist is also the place to go for discount prices on supplements. They have everyday discounts on almost everything at 20%, and they always have a number of product lines that are on sale at additional discounts. And right now, for example, the entire Jarrow line is on sale at from 30 to 35% off list price. We have Source Naturals on sale at 35% off list. Many other lines are on sale at 30% off list. So go to our website at www.wilner.com and check out On Sale Now tab for the full list.
Now, I also hope you'll visit us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, which is just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. And in Atlanta, Georgia, in case you make a wrong turn and end up down south, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
That's right. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll continue our discussion in just a moment.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemists liquid herbal supplement, Ginseng Energy Blend, contains all these forms of ginseng along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, faux tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemists Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend. No caffeine, no sugar.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The Wilner Window. Sam Forbes is here with me today, and we have a special guest, Jim LaValle. We're discussing, I guess, the basic discussion is heart disease, and as Jim is pointing out, various metabolic factors that contribute to your risk of heart disease. The biggies, I guess, would be diabetes and obesity. Jim also pointed out a couple of others, stress, sleep deprivation. Before we get into the role that supplements can play in helping to prevent this, Jim, are there any other conditions that you want to include besides stress and sleep and environmental pollution and obesity, diabetes?
Well, you know, once again, I think that, you know, just looking at drug therapy and understanding that, you know, the common drugs given for the early stages of people who are overweight and are maybe pre-metabolic syndrome can actually contribute to that progression or acceleration if it's not managed properly. So understanding the role of drug-induced nutrient depletion and what happens with your chemistry when you're taking a drug that depletes certain nutrients out of the body, that's, I think, a keen and important piece to it. And, of course, there's some genetic issues. You know, you had mentioned vitamin D before as an important vitamin, which, of course, it is with diabetes and insulin resistance and managing inflammation. So people may have gene SNPs for vitamin D where they're not utilizing it as well. And then there's like APOE4, for example, is another gene SNP that if you were positive for that, you could be more prone to developing, you know, plaquing processes and also not detoxify as well. So, you know, I think when you start to look at those, we'll certainly fill up our next 90 minutes together.
Right. Well, all right.
But stuff we got to go over. I mean, it's a big deal.
Right. There's never enough time. Well, look, you know, obviously our main theme for our program is supplements. So let's move on then to, you know, what do you recommend as the key supplements that people should be looking at to help ward off these various metabolic problems and in turn heart disease?
Well, here I kind of tend to group them, and you know, one of the big things is to try to look at how do you dampen the inflammatory process. You know, you've got, you know, when you look at the situation at hand, you know, there's 31 million Americans that have chronic kidney disease, which is due to, you know, mostly diabetes, and when your kidneys are getting damaged, they're getting damaged because of restricted blood flow and a lack of glutathione to protect your kidneys, so that your kidneys' cells don't have the antioxidant capacity to kind of keep that rate of rusting at bay. And so instead, the cells in the kidneys get damaged. And so there's 31 million Americans that if you look at cardiometabolic risk, and there's diabetes is within that, you can take a little line and you can come off of that and go, okay, we have kidneys to deal with, and what's causing that? Oxidative stress, depletion of glutathione, the blood flow to the kidneys are low. Why? Because when people get under high insulin or people that are under a lot of stress, they start to release more cortisol. And as I release more cortisol, I also release more adrenaline. And when I release adrenaline, now my vessels start to squeeze down and my heart has to pump harder in order to get blood through the kidneys, to the periphery, to the brain. And now, damage starts to occur, blood pressure goes up. And so it's that thought of, I got to regulate oxidative stress or free radical damage. I got to regulate the stress component. And then I've got to do things directly related to what's going to prevent heart disease from progressing. And so I just wanted to frame up, you know, kind of how we talk about supplements. You know, one of my favorite supplements, of course, is aged garlic. I love chiolic aged garlic because when you look at what it does – it matches up really well against what's going wrong with people as they're aging, and the wheels are falling off the cart, you know, for their metabolism. So I love the fact, the newer studies that have come out, that in uncontrolled hypertensive patients, so people on 1 to 3 medications, the University of Adelaide's Medical School out of Australia did a study in hypertensive people. When they added chiolic aged garlic, an average of 10 points came off of their systolic blood pressure. That's a big deal, you know? So, I mean, and how does it do that? Chiolic actually reduces the output of adrenaline or epinephrine and norepinephrine. So it tells your body, hey, don't be so jacked up. You know, relax, and that's important. And I think a lot of times we look at aged garlic and go, hey, it reduces plaque formation, it reduces oxidized LDL, which is good. It also helps with HDLs, and we know in the studies that were done at UCLA that when you add aged garlic, if anybody listening today is on a statin medication, you need to get out and get aged garlic, because when you add aged garlic to someone who's taking statins, and this study was done a couple times at UCLA, plaque formation was reduced by 70% over just doing a statin alone. So why wouldn't you want to do something that's more proactive? Now, here's the other issue is if you are on a statin, it can lower your testosterone. And as your testosterone lowers and your stress hormones go up, a big 5-year study following men showed, and I was just at the International Congress on Men's Health in Vienna, Austria, about a month and a half ago. The big topic was lower testosterone and heart disease, but even more importantly, that as your stress hormones start to affect your chemistry, that's what triggers the acceleration of heart disease in low testosterone guys. So why is aged garlic so good? It dampens cortisol as well. And so you can think of other things like holy basil or Relora if you're really under a lot of stress. But just as a way to dampen the stress response if you're not particularly stressed out, that's how aged garlic also helps to regulate, you know, the positive benefits of, you know, of blood pressure regulation and reducing heart disease risk.
I think garlic, an aged garlic, is one of those supplements that has so many potential benefits that it almost belongs in that short list of those supplements that almost everybody should be taking, because it's bound to help you with something. Okay, we'll get into some more detail on garlic in just a moment.
I'm writing notes here, Don, like crazy. there's a lot going on.
It's interesting. Before we take this next break, I'll kind of set the stage there. You know, I was home a couple of days last week, and I happened to catch parts of a certain well-known doctor on TV who says some interesting things about various nutritional supplements. Sometimes not quite the most practical things in the world, but he was talking about garlic, and so what does he do? He makes a big thing about showing how you can mince up some garlic, mix it with some olive oil, smear it on the bottom of your foot, put your sock on and go to bed, and overnight it's going to do all sorts of wonderful things. Well, you know, we all know, I mean, this is an old, you know, we all know that garlic will be absorbed through the sole of the foot, and it'll be on your breath the next morning and blah, blah, blah.
But no vampires.
No vampires. But
thinking.
I was thinking somebody should tell a doctor, what's his name? I don't want to mention the name, but you know, somebody should tell him that these days we have things like a chiolic, and it comes in capsules and tablets. You know, anyway. Having said that, we'll continue with our discussion after this next break.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemist is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Wilner Chemists is proud to introduce the new Core Daily multivitamins from Country Life. The gender-specific Core Daily supports the nutritional needs of both men and women. Both formulations contain an array of nutrients, such as coenzymated B vitamins, that support energy metabolism. In addition to the target ingredients, such as organic whole cranberry and folic acid for women, and saw palmetto and pygium for men, both formulations contain 28 organic whole fruits, vegetables, and grains. Furthermore, the Core Multi provides full-spectrum probiotic and enzyme blends, along with aloe vera, to support healthy digestion. And these new and exciting multivitamins are easy to take, just one certified gluten-free tablet per day. Core Daily One for women and men from Country Life, available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, you should know about Konica QH Ubiquinol, the active form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a stimulant like caffeine or sugar. It provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes Ubiquinol, and it's in every cell of your body. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and convert it to Ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also block your production of CoQ10. Taking Konica QH Ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users so you can feel young again. Look for Ubiquinol in your favorite supplement brand at any of our Wilner Chemist locations.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the Wilner Window. My name is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me today as my co-host, and our special guest is Jim LaValle. Jim is here through the courtesy of Wakanuga. They are the makers of the Kyolic garlic products and other items, like I mentioned earlier, Kyo Green, Kyo Red, and so forth. Before we get back to our discussion, we do have have a few people waiting on the phones, and I promise you folks that it won't be more than 10, 15 minutes before I make myself take some phone calls. So please be patient. Hang in there. If you want to get in line, the number is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710 for calls, and we will get to the calls. Just be patient, please. Okay, now, Jim, so as I mentioned, I guess you have two options. You can either follow the TV doctor's advice and rub minced garlic on your feet, put on your socks and sleep that way. But there's another option, isn't there? There's you can get some pretty doggone good garlic in an aged extract in capsule form.
You want absolutely. Yeah. First, I would say that aged garlic it has over 600 studies related to its benefits, specifically on what it's doing in your body and what biochemical changes are occurring and what's changing in your metabolism. And I love garlic. I mean, I'm an Italian, love garlic, right? But I really. You got to get people who are educating other people to understand that eating garlic is culinary joy. It is not medicinal. Because you can't eat enough garlic to really start to create changes like changing plaque formation or calcium scores on coronary screening. So it's great to eat garlic, and versus putting that garlic in olive oil on your heel, put it in a pan, saute a little, you know, asparagus in it or something, and enjoy it. But if you're going to really go for the benefit of taking a garlic extract, first of all, when you age garlic, like you get rid of the risk of, you know, just smelling bad. I mean, people do, you know, kind of have it come through their pores, and it can be a little offensive for folks, and depending on, you know, some people more than others. So you get rid of the odor issue. More importantly than that, when you ferment garlic, new compounds come out. Just like when you take cabbage and make sauerkraut, when you ferment foods, new chemical compounds are made that are plant chemicals that are fantastic for your health that you don't get in the parent compound. So when I age garlic, now I make a compound called S-allylcysteine, and that is not in regular garlic. And that's a sulfur-donating compound. So what's that mean? It means it has a lot of antioxidant and detoxification support for your body, and even more importantly, something I mentioned earlier, is that it stimulates glutathione production in your body. And glutathione is the principal antioxidant that's in every one of your red blood cells that protects your cells from being damaged from the ongoing insult of the environment and all the stuff we mentioned that leads to, you know, aging and illness and, you know, diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular risk, which is managing oxidative stress, managing markers of inflammation, and then also, you know, helping to regulate your biochemistry, so it lowers homocysteine levels. And so, you know, while it sounds kind of fun and makes for good media to rub garlic on your heel, I don't know about you, but I don't think I want to wake up in the morning with garlic breath. I mean, you know, it's kind of, you know, your mouth, you got to kind of get a little...
think about the bed sheets and your socks. Anyway, let me add my two cents to what you just said, Jim. You know, back in the early days, back when we first got involved with Wilner Chemist, there was a lot of competitive talk about various garlic products, and a lot of arguing over whether aged was better or the non-aged was better, and so forth. And then the people from Wakanuga gave me a booklet made up of all of the clinical studies that were done on aged garlic. And I think you said, Jim, there were around 600. I mean, this was a pile, a big thick pile of studies on aged garlic showing that it really worked. Well, that pretty much did it for me. And in the years that have gone by since then, there's been a steady stream of studies continually published on aged garlic showing that it works. So it's hard to argue against utilizing a product like Kyolic when it comes to garlic.
Could agree with you more.
I want to take a few moments before we start getting into the phone calls, Jim, to kind of help people understand how to purchase the Kyolic garlic, because there's kind of good news and bad news with the Kyolic. They have all of these very interesting formulas, you know. They have these various specialty formulas, and I think it confuses some people. They aren't quite sure which formula they should be taking. I mean, you mentioned, for example, the oxidative stress. Well, they have a Kyolic curcumin product, which has curcumin and garlic mixed together. You mentioned statin drugs. They have a formula 110, which is Kyolic plus CoQ10. They have one that's designed for people with hypertension. They have one for people that with extra homocysteine lowering thing, all sorts of individual products. How do you keep track of this? And do you have any guidelines for the consumer as to what they should do? In fact, they have three plain garlic products now. Let me go over those first, Jim, just to get started. Okay,
sure.
They have the Formula 100. And you correct me if I'm wrong on this, Jim, because I get confused sometimes. They have the Formula 100, which I believe is like 300 milligrams of the aged garlic per one capsule. Then they have what used to be the higher one, the Kyolic Reserve, and I think that has 600 per one a capsule. And now I think they have Kyolic One a Day, which has 1,000 milligrams of aged garlic in one caplet. So are those the three options if you just want the plain, straight Kyolic?
Well, what about the liquids?
You've got the liquid that you can put in a capsule, too. That's right. And some people, there's some people that aren't great at swallowing capsules, so it is good for that to recognize that you can squirt half a teaspoon or so of aged garlic, and yes, it'll taste a little bit like soy sauce, is what I tell people, but if they're not pill swallowers, that option's there for them for pure, just the aged garlic. And then it moves into the other formulas that combine other ingredients if you have other specific needs.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, Arnie likes the liquid garlic because he puts it, he makes one of those green drinks in the morning and sticks everything but the kitchen sink in there, and among the things that he puts in is some liquid garlic. So he utilizes the liquid. I like, one of the products that I do like I'm trying to look at what number it is. It's the Kyolic with the garlic and the phytosterols, I believe. Which I think is an excellent combination if indeed cholesterol levels it would be your primary concern. I can't find them. I'm trying to find.
That's 107.
Okay.
I got a list in front of me, so I'll be able to help because I can't remember all these things.
I know. That's
I don't take enough ginkgo. It's something. Okay. I mean, So yeah, it's 107.
Okay. Well, but, okay, guys, it, correct me if I'm wrong, but I really like to start people off on a high dose of Kyolic aged garlic, and I usually try to convince them to get either the reserve or take a couple of teaspoons of at least one or two teaspoons of liquid a day, or one or two of the reserve a day, or even the 1,000. But at least about 600 or more or more daily if you really want the maximum benefit. Would you agree?
I really do. What I used in my practice, I mean, you almost identically laid out what I do in my practice. The only time I'd say it's different is if I was going for a direct hypertension benefit and mm-hmm. people were worried about the studies and all that kind of stuff, then I'd use the Formula 109 because it had the arginine and the folate and the B6 and B12, and that had been studied and showed right. better circulation and better hypertensive effect. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it was I always went with Reserve and went with the liquid to start. So that is kind of how I did it.
Right. And I can't tell you how many people found four capsules a day. I guess all the products need to take about four capsules a day to get the maximum chiolic effect. But then you also have the other ingredients. But a product that I've been getting great or get good feedback is the one with the hawthorn in it. And I forget which number that is. I think that might be, let's see. There's one with hawthorn, and it's
106, I believe.
Yeah, I guess that's 106.
It is.
And that works, and that's been working great for a lot of people, but maybe I'll switch them over to 108.
Yeah, but, you know, you've got some great, the 108 is the one that they studied at University of Adelaide, and then it also was presented at Germany at the vascular conference. It was an international vascular conference where they showed improvement in peripheral resistance so that there was, the peripheral capillaries were improving the blood flow and that there was a reduction in homocysteine. And then, those are great benefits, right? Because the big thing is remember, when you're thinking about giving aged garlic, like, for example, when people start to lose their nitric oxide, they start to make more free radicals. And so you got to neutralize superoxide. But the problem is that as you keep making more of those free radicals, you trigger something called vascular adhesion molecule to be released. Well, that's a big fancy word, but the bottom line is it sounds bad. And what it does is it makes that in the endothelium, the inside lining of those capillaries and arteries get sticky. And now all of a sudden I'm trapping those little LDL cholesterol particles. And if I'm not keeping those particles from being oxidized, this is one of the key things chiolic does, is it keeps your oxidized LDL down. That oxidized LDL, your immune system attacks, and now I'm laying down plaque. And that's why it's so important, especially in diabetics, that they think about getting the arginine, because a lot of diabetics have poor nitric oxide, and that's why they accelerate their plaque formation. So that's a good, the 108 for me, is with the recent studies, makes a lot of sense when I'm looking at diabetics who are also interested in heart health, and they got a little bit of blood pressure starting to creep up on them, 135 over 85, so they're pre-medication, but they're concerned.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We have to take a break. I'm going to give you folks later on a web page address, the Chiolic website. I'll tell you how to go to a page that lists all of these formulas and gives a brief summary of the difference between each one. So that'll, if you're having trouble keeping track of all this, that'll help you. That'll help you out. I'm also going to give you information a little bit later about how you can get a copy of that exercise DVD done by Kathy Smith, Compliments of Natural Factors. It's called Total Body Turnaround. I'm gonna give you away. You can get it free. Okay, we'll talk about that later on. And as I promised, when we get back from this break, we're going to take some phone calls. The number, if you want to get on the queue, 1-800-321-0710. Queue is a European way of saying getting in line, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, this is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And we're here with Jim LaValle. We'll be back in just a moment. Reserve Oz Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Their organic resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of their exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reserve-Eyes resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. Their all-natural patented manufacturing methods, coupled with certified organic ingredients, guarantee that you will receive the highest level of purity, quality, and freshness available today. Their extended line of Beauty from Within formulas
promote healthy hair, nails, and skin for the ultimate in anti-aging solutions. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservoirs Organics. Reservoirs Organics, devoted to the extension of youth naturally.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
When it comes to fish oil, treat yourself to today's fresh, sustainable catch, Solgar's Wild Alaskan Full Spectrum Omega Soft Gels. This premium formula offers 100% pure wild Alaskan salmon oil, including sockeye salmon oil, one of the richest sources of the important omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Solgar's special purification process ensures the absence of any contaminants while maintaining the optimal integrity of salmon's full spectrum of healthy fatty acids and carotenoids, including vitamin D and astaxanthin. And it's derived from sustainably caught fish from the pristine cold waters of Alaska. Now is the time to try Solgar's full spectrum wild Alaskan omega soft gels. It's on sale at Wilner Chemists.
20% off list price.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Again, this is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me as co-host, and our guest is Jim LaValle. I'm going to keep my promise, and we're going to go to the telephones and take a few calls. And first, we have Pauline from Great Neck. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Pauline. How can we help you?
Yes, I have congestive heart failure with two left valves that are leaking, and I wondered if you had some supplements that would help me. I'm on Benicar and a diuretic.
Well, okay, we can give some general comments about congestive heart failure. Obviously, we can't, we're not doctors, and we can't. Well, actually, Jim is a naturopathic doctor. Maybe I'll shut up and let Jim answer the question. Jim, you want to first, Greg?
Never mind.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I think there's some key things that you should think about. I mean, obviously, you're in a situation that your cardiologist is going to need to monitor, and it's important that anything you would discuss with your cardiologist. Now, is the diuretic you're on, is it a hypochlorothiazide diuretic? Are you on something called furosemide or Lasix?
It's the Lasix.
You're on Lasix? Okay.
20 milligrams of Lasix.
Okay. And you're on Benicar. So one of the big things on heart failure how is your body weight? Are you overweight? Are you diabetic?
No, I might even be underweight.
You're underweight. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not diabetic, no.
Okay. And then do you have any, you get muscle cramps or muscle spasms, or your legs get restless at night?
No.
Okay. So some.
I do have high platelets. I'm on anagrelide also.
Oh, okay. So So a couple things. One would be think about CoQ10. So coenzyme Q10 is needed for your heart to operate efficiently, and your cardiologist probably knows about it if you ask him or her about it. The other one is think about, and once again, ask them first, but think about magnesium. That's very important. Make sure your vitamin D levels are getting checked. And then, because diuretics a lot of times will wash out your other minerals, making sure that you're getting, I'm sure your doctor's looking at your potassium, but making sure that your potassium and your other trace minerals are adequate in your body are going to be important as well. Aged garlic, to me, can do nothing but do well for someone because it's going to really help you in terms of overall keeping your platelets from getting sticky and keeping them from adhering too much. So it's another one that could be of a lot of value. So those are the three things I was thinking of off the top of my head. Any other ideas, Don?
No, that sounds good. What about, should she be thinking about a fish oil supplement as well?
Yeah, I think fish oil would be incredibly important, but especially because we know aged garlic doesn't interfere with any kind of platelet drugs or antiplatelet drugs. At the very least, on fish oil, that she makes sure she checks with her doc because she's on, I think she said she was on Agronox. So, I mean, but yeah, fish oil would be obviously really good for her in terms of heart health.
I would include hawthorn.
As an overall, maybe the Formula 106, which has some hawthorn in it.
Right. As an overall cardioprotective herb, it's hard to do better than hawthorn. But, yeah, I would include that.
Right.
The point, Pauline, in terms of making sure that you're working with your cardiologist is that any of these things that you take, maybe not so much garlic, but definitely something like the fish oil, the vitamin E, and so forth, theoretically can have an effect on the coagulation of your blood, and which is not really a problem as long as your doctor knows about this and kind of keeps an eye on your test results. Make sure that whatever you end up doing, you're doing it with your doctor's knowledge, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for the call. Good luck. Okay, let's see. Let's now go to Charlotte from Connecticut. Welcome to the Wilner Window. Charlotte, how can we help you?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I had the test for I was having terrible pains, for the eating, and the results were severe esophagitis. Now, I'm on the acid reducers and all, and I'm on a bland diet, but I always loved garlic. Now, could I possibly take that in some kind of liquid form or something like that?
So they told you to stop eating garlic, or garlic was aggravating your digestion?
And the esophagus, I saw the pictures, and it was burned. The esophagus is burned.
Well, yeah, but did the doctors specifically tell you to watch out for garlic?
Well, no, but I had a list of I couldn't eat certain things like tomatoes, garlic, and onions, and coffee, chocolate.
Okay, So I guess the question, Jim, is there any way that the aged garlic might be acceptable where the regular garlic would not for someone like Charlotte?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that so when you age garlic, you get rid of the volatile oils that are in the garlic that can be gastric irritants. So, the volatile oil compounds like allicin and alline are gone. And so aged garlic extract should not aggravate your intestinal tissue. And in fact, I got to be honest with you, I would think that aged garlic would be a big help, because when you're on acid blocking medications, it changes the beneficial bugs in your intestine. So the good bugs, as the pH changes in your stomach and your duodenum, your small intestine, you need to kind of fight back the growth of unfriendly bugs like candida. And so aged garlic actually has that extra benefit. So yes, you could use aged garlic for that. And just one more thing, make sure you're getting your vitamin D levels checked and your B12 levels checked, because acid blocking medications will deplete vitamin D, calcium, magnesium, and B12. and magnesium. And what will happen is that it puts you at risk. If you're on that for a long time, you could be at risk for osteoporosis, and so you have to make sure you're taking enough nutrients. And I'd be walking into Wilner Chemist and talking to the one of the pharmacists there or the nutritionist there and really having them help you with that.
Yeah, that's, you know, we'll be, Charlotte, one of the, well, of course, you're in Connecticut. Do you ever get into Manhattan?
Not often.
Well, but, you know, maybe it's worth a special trip. Anyway, we'll be happy to spend as much time as is necessary with you, go over your entire regimen plan, make sure that you're getting the various things like vitamin D that Jim has mentioned. We'll show you the various garlic products and set you up with a good package of supplements to take. Okay.
Yes, that's fine.
All right, Charlotte. Good luck, and thank you for your call. Okay, let's see. I don't know if we have time for another call before the break. We have some more people waiting, and I promise we will get to you right after this next break. Jim will be with us for a little bit longer after the break, but then he's got to go off and take care of his family or something. I can't blame him. But we will be back shortly. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me, and as I said, Jim LaValle is our special guest. This is a two-hour show. We hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
This has been a podcast from WOR.